Melachim Bey's Perek Hey continues the listing of the Nisim of Elisha, the miracle man, the miracle tales of Elisha the prophet. This is going to be his 10th miracle for those keeping track at home, and it is the story of V'Naaman Sar Tzva Melech Aram. The story of Naaman, the captain of the army of the king of Aram. Haya Ish Gadol Lifnei Adonav. He was a great man before his master. Unesu Fanim. And he was held in esteem. He was held in honor. Kivo Nosan Hashem Teshua La Aram. Because through him, with him, God had given salvation of great victory to Aram. Ve'o'ish haya gibor chayil mitzora. And the man was a mighty man of valor and a leper. Now, it's an interesting pasuk because it tells us everything there is to know about Naaman. It's the Mefarshim who say that this is the 10th. And they said that it's just following in order. Rashi tells us the tshuva la'aram that was done both through him was the fact that he was the bowman, he was the archer who shot the arrow that killed Achav in battle back several prakim ago. So he has done a stupendous thing, and this has lifted him up through the ranks in the army. Remember that at the time it was just an archer of no great renown, as it was mentioned in the Nach. But what's really fascinating about this one pasuk, and I really think it teaches a strong lesson about how we're supposed to read all of Nach as closely as we possibly can. There is a professor at Hebrew University named Professor Yair Zakovich. He just won a major prize in Israel for his contributions to biblical scholarship. He is called regularly in Israel the most unique and imaginative biblical scholar out there, which in, of course, some circles might be faint praise. But he is known for a tremendously close reading of the Nach. At one point, he has a couple of books called Gamzeh Lo Kasuv BaTanach. This is also not what the Tanakh says. Before you start saying that this is what it says in the Torah, you should know what it says first. But he wrote a book some years ago called Gavoha Me'al Gavoha, Nituach Sifruti Shal Melachim Beis. Gavoha Me'al Gavoha, every high official has a higher one set above him. A literary analysis of Melachim Beis Perek Hei. The entire book is just about this Perek in Nach, that there's so much that can be learned from it. And he is really a master of pshat, Professor Zakovich. And so his take on this pasuk is amazing to me, just because of what he does with it to break it down. He says, the pasuk consists of four clauses, four pieces. V'Naaman Sar Tzva Melech Aram. So Naaman Sar Tzva Melech Aram, that's number one. Number two, Haya Ish Gadol Lifnei Adonav. Number three, Unesu Fanim Kivonasan Hashem Teshua La'aram. And finally, V'Ish Haya Gibor Chayel Mitzora. Says the professor, reading this, if you look, you will notice that the first phrase of each piece of the pasuk, the first phrase of each clause, presents a praise of Naaman, a positive depiction of him. But the second phrase in that same clause modifies it and minimizes it and brings it down. So we see V'Naaman Sar Tzva. Naaman was a captain of the army. That's a praise. He's a great general. Melech Aram, but it wasn't his army. It was the king of Aram's army. So is he a great fighter? Yes. Is he in charge of the army? Not so much. Haya Ish Gadol, he was a great man. Man of fame and influence. But, Lifnei Adonav, only before his master the king. So his social standing, his acclaim, draws its power from the king. His skills and achievements do not serve his reputation. They serve the king's reputation. So every time we say something good about Naaman, we take it away again. The next one, Unesu Fanim. He was held in high esteem. Why? Because he did such great things? No. Kivon Asan Hashem Teshua La'aram. because his great military victory, his great accomplishment, is attributed to divine intervention from Hashem and not to himself. So Naaman is great, but lowly. A man of authority, but it's not his authority. A leader of the army, but it's not his army. And of course, the final clause is the most obvious of all. He was a mighty man. A mighty man, but Mitzora. Undermining the entire thing is his leprosy, which affects his health, which prevents him from appearing in public, which, excuse me, which prevents his future prospects in the military. He's a Sar Tzava, but will he ever get higher than that? He's a leper. In the ancient world, leprosy is an absolute forbidden person to be around, completely set aside in Torah as well as in non-Jewish societies. So every accolade is tempered, is minimized. And what this shows us, says Professor Zakovich, and throughout the rest of his book, which I have not read in the original Hebrew, but I've seen some parts translated, the central themes of this parak are power and subservience. Pride, but humility. Authority, but submission. We're going to see this with the way Naaman addresses Elisha. We're going to see this with the way Elisha treats Naaman and what Naaman is forced to do against his better judgment because he thinks it's too lowly for him. Also, the word Adon and the word Lifne appear many times. The word Lifne, according to the professor, is going to appear 7 times in this parak. Before, in front of, meaning you are in front of a superior authority to you. The word Adon is also mentioned 7 times, underscoring this idea of rank and dominance. So we are seeing social hierarchy, and we are seeing how people have to address those with greater authority than they have. And we see that the Lashonos are carefully chosen, which makes it clear that if we were to read all of Nach, the way Professor Yair Zakovich reads just this one parak in Nach, imagine how much we could glean from it. We've tried to do that over much of what we've done. Yehoshua, Shoftim, Rus, Shemuel, Malachim. Constantly, language is a recurring theme in the various Mefarshim I've tried to bring down, and in some of my own very small insights. But here it is in black and white, the concept that one pasuk in Parak Hey is worthy of pages and pages of commentary by those who see the incredible siyata d'shmaya, the incredible construction of what the Nach has to tell us.